Blog Talk Radio. services, Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. Let's go into prayer real quick. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity on tonight, this October the 29th, 2021, this fourth and last Friday of the month of October. I thank you for allowing me to make it to 61 during this month. And God, I just thank you for everything you're doing. The places that's still in my life you're revealing to me, God. I thank you for revealing places in other people's lives that's looking in live or in the, later in the archives, listening in on Blog Talk or looking on replay on Facebook Live. God, I just thank you for opening up the door of understanding, putting us in a place of understanding. God, put America back on her knees that she would ask you for understanding. God, I just thank you for everything you're doing, for every relationship that you're mending, even the ones that you're allowing to end, God, because we know that you are not the author of confusion, but God, if they can't get along, you've allowed them the petition of divorce, of separation. God, we just thank you for opening up the eyes of your people that says, God, I need a way out. Or, Lord, I need a way in. Lord, I need a place to come up to because I can't be down here no more. God, we thank you for the open door, the open window, God. We thank you for everything that you're doing, oh, God. Bless our homes. Bless our families, God. Thank you for keeping my son on the other night when a car ran into the back of him on the expressway and he didn't get hurt. God, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you're doing, God. God, you're such an awesome God. We can't say nothing but hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. God, cover our minds. Give us ears to hear what you're saying to us on tonight, God, so you can get all the glory, you can get all the praise, and you definitely can get all the honor. For you are God and God alone, and we don't need to help you. God, give us that understanding. We don't need to help you. Let you do what you're doing in our lives, that you can perfect us for the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. Okay, y'all. I was saying it started yesterday. I was looking through YouTube, and I was looking up a song, and I stumbled across Azusa, and I remembered looking at Azusa with my mom. And I remember how she said when she first saw it, we first saw it together, how it blessed her. She would sit back in her chair, and I went to the Christian bookstore, and I found the, back then, it was VHS. I found Azusa 1 and 2 and 3, and my mom would play Azusa 1993 all the time. Out of all of the Azusas, that was the one she loved. And I remember them with these church melodies. And a couple of songs came on. I said, oh, I can see us in Mission Way. I can see us running around there, jumping up and down, shouting and praising God. I can see these things. And I said, God, I remember. I said, Lord, how I miss those days. And this one song came on, and I said, uh-oh. I said, I remember we used to sing that around the house with my mom. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a sanctified soldier in the army. And it would go on and on and on. And we began to sing that song. And that song had stuck with me all night, even in my sleep. That song stuck with me. That's why when I came in the house today, I put up my fatigue hat because of the things that happened on today. Like I said, that song had stuck with me, that God was constantly reminding me I was a soldier, a sanctified soldier, that I was on assignment for him, not for me, not for nobody else, but him. And I was just saying, Lord, I'm a soldier. I was sitting in my car. Yes, LV, one of my favorite songs, too. I was sitting in my car waiting to go into work, and I felt like a spirit had jumped on me this morning. I said, Lord, God, I don't know what that is, but I said, God, I'm going to need you today to move me out the way so you can get in the way. Now, I didn't say, Lord, let me decrease so you can increase. For some reason, I said, Lord, let me move out the way so you can get in the way. Now, when I go to work, y'all better hear me today. I'm going to tell on myself. When I go to work, I go to work as Sylvia. See, when I wake up in the morning in the house, I'm waking up as Renee. Yes. That's where I wake up at. But once I put on my uniform and my ID and I grab my stuff and I walk out the door, I become Sylvia because I'm on some business now. I'm finna go to work because I got to take care of my business. You know, the word of God say, give Caesar what's Caesar, but give him what's his. So I'm on my way to work because I got to leave Renee at home, and I got to go as Sylvia. So as I was sitting in the car waiting to go to work, and I said, God, get Renee, get me out the way. Now you heard what I said. Get Renee, get me out the way that you may get in the way. Now, but in my mind, I'm thinking I'm Sylvia going to work because I got to be about the business. So as I walked through the door, I felt something like, with no chill. But I said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you on today. I'm just walking in the natural, you know, just walking. So when I come through, we have a checkpoint. Now, we have this sticker we put on our ID that says, I'm okay to enter. I've been vaccinated. I've been this. I've been that. And that's supposed to be it. But that's what they told us. But then they tried to change the program, not at the end, but in the middle. The once they say you get the sticker, you don't have to do nothing else. You just come on in because they trust you that if you feel sick or you feel changes, you won't come to work. You'll report it. So, but they changed it and started telling us we had to do the same thing before we got the sticker that we had to do after we got the sticker. So, y'all know, I'm only human. That stirred up in me. I said, well, what's the sense in doing, getting this if I got to still do the same thing? Now, y'all see the head moving, yeah, and the hand was moving. If I got to do the same thing that I had to do before, so that I didn't notice it then, but guess what, y'all? Renee had showed up. Sylvia came through the door thinking she was Sylvia, but Renee showed up. Let me tell you something. Now, once I got in work and walked past a gentleman, so I just took my phone and just showed it and kept going. He, ma'am, I just kept going. See, Renee is operating now. Yes, Lord. She needs some help. Renee needs to be safe. She thought she would, but Renee needs a little more saving. So I kept on going. Now, as I'm walking down the hallway and I get to my entry point to go into my department, I go down the stairs and I go to my department and I see one of the supervisors over here in this corner where some employees is checking out, and I see my supervisor standing like 3 feet away from me, and he had this look like, here she come. I don't know what I was looking like, but I guess I wasn't looking like Sylvia, because normally he'd laugh, say something, make us laugh, and he just had the attitude like, here she come. He went on around down the way, right? So I turn the corner, go around, and I see all these people. And I come around the corner, and I say, oh, no, this ain't going to work. This is too many people. We can't get in. They can't get out. This a fire happen. I mean, I just went from 1 to 60. Like I was an Audi or Mercedes or Maserati. I just went a luxury sports car. I just went from 0 to 60 in a split second. So I said something to the supervisor. I said to another supervisor, this is a lady. I said, this is a fire hazard. This is not right. People standing in front of the doors. We can't get in the locker room. We can't do this. We can't do that. And she said, well, just say excuse me with a nasty attitude. Now, this is a supervisor. Well, she could have just said, people don't block the doors. They're right. They need to come in. Get away out in front of the door so the people can come in. She just had a nasty attitude. Now, let's stop now. I told you Sylvia was coming through the door, but for some reason, Renee went to work with me today, too. Now, once Renee and Sylvia had did what they did, guess what? Sparkle showed up.
Jesus.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Sparkle showed up. I say that because once she got smart with me, instead of me saying she a supervisor, I got smart with her. Oh, Lord, y'all help me. Y'all pray for me right now. Pray for real. I'm going to tell on myself. See, Sparkle showed up. Now, those of you all don't know Sparkle, leave her alone. That's another attitude. Ain't too many people like Sparkle. Help me, Jesus. I want to be saved, Lord. So Sparkle showed up. Is she going to say something to me? I said, well, you know what? The way this is going, some man going to walk in the locker room on us, and we're going to be getting dressed or getting undressed or whatever. This going to happen. And she said, well, I don't know exactly what she said, because I think I kind of purposely tried to block her out, because I kept hearing something in my spirit saying, I'm a soldier. But the soldier was on the wrong side fighting. You know, I wasn't on fighting. I wasn't on the Lord's side. I had crossed over. I wanted to fight something else. I'm just being honest. So when she said something to me, I said something to her, and then she started, I went to walk away, but she started hollering. So like I say, Sparkle showed up. So when you're talking to Sparkle, you got to know, Sparkle got to have the last word. Put your hands towards the phone and say, deliver her, Lord. Deliver her. Just say, deliver her, Lord. I'm telling you, I may be funny, but I'm being honest. I went there. It was so loud that this place that had about 100 people in it was extremely quiet, because this supervisor is known to agitate people. And I just went to a place that I never went to with my coworkers seeing. Nobody ever seen me act like that. And when all of that was going on, I went to her supervisor, and he had I'll take care of Miss Sylvia. And I'm looking at him because I was trying to figure out who Miss Sylvia was myself, because that wasn't the one that would just act out in the hallway. It was Sparkle and Renee. I didn't like what I saw. So I began to talk to myself, and I tried to calm myself down, and I had to go back to, I saw Azusa, and I started singing to myself, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a sanctified soldier in the army. I had to start singing to myself to try to calm myself down. But how many of you all know when you get in a situation or a set of in your mind that, could I be honest? It felt like you enjoyed being there. See, I know that don't happen with y'all, but God was showing me some places that that's been dormant. And because I've been asking God to teach me how to accept what he allowed and to expose it, everything, every trick, everybody, every situation, I said, God, even if it's in me, expose it. When God started exposing some things, I had to understand today. You heard me say understand. I had to understand today, Renee, you need to stay on the altar. And while you on the altar, yes, Minister Margot, it was a familiar place that I know so well. I know that place so well. And I got to leave Renee on the altar so that Sylvia, Renee, and Sparkle can all act as one. Three people in one. Now, I'm telling you, it wasn't like the Holy Ghost, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It was something else. And when I realized that, I came in this evening and I said, God, what was that? Lord, what was that? Now, it's a couple of scriptures I'm going to talk about, but they're saying the same thing in so many words. Let's go to Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Now, we know that's a familiar scripture. We know people talk about it a lot. But see, when you come to an understanding that you are still stuck, you know, you hear me pray sometimes saying I'm stuck in a place. See, a lot of times we think we're stuck over here, but we got a lot of little places over here. Like, you know, like measles, they can pop up anywhere. Or acne can pop up anywhere. But let's look over in Psalms 4. Now, let's look at verse 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the word of my mouth. I need understanding that I need to be further delivered. Mm-hmm. Now let's go on down to 4 and 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So on today, with everything I got to get an understanding that I cannot think I have arrived. I cannot think that I figured it out. That's it. That's it, Linda. That's my dear friend. Study to show yourself approved. I cannot think that I am so there that I don't need help. You know, sometimes we minister to people and we talk to people, and people think, oh, she got many answers, all answers. No, I don't. Because, see, if we be honest, we believe that God would do it for somebody else, and God has done it for somebody else, but we don't know or believe that it would be done for us, or we don't believe that we need it. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to tell it myself. Now, this didn't happen a couple of weeks ago. This is a couple of hours ago. That somebody had pushed me to the point I almost had to start over. But I kept remembering, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I'm telling you, when I realized I was a soldier, the soldier has to sometimes fight. We know we have to fight others. We've been in a situation we had to fight others for respect, for you promised me something, you gave me your word, you broke my heart, you broke your vow, you broke your word. We know about that. But see, when you learn that you got to fight, me, myself, and I. See, when Renee showed up, I knew it was going to be a problem. But when I looked around and saw Sparkle, oh, I knew it was going to be a mess. So I'm saying to you all is that a lot of times we have to look at ourselves and say, God, I know you saw that because I saw it. God, I need you to get that. That right there. Lord, you told me to render Caesar what Caesar and to give you yours. In my actions, God, I didn't give you honor. Forgive me, Lord. In my actions, you couldn't get the praise. Forgive me, Lord. Actions, I was a part of the world and I was walking in the world because I was acting like the world. God, forgive me. I'm standing on this live and I don't know who's seeing it, who will see it. And whoever is praying with me, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G, praying with me. Not P-L-A-Y-I-N-G. Don't play with me. I did enough praying this morning. Don't pray on me. I don't need no more of that P-R-E-Y. Don't do that. Pray with me, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. I need you all praying with me, praying for me. I need God to keep showing me, so I know who and what and how to pray. Minister Margot says sometimes we have to fight spirits that wish to control us. Yes, you know, I don't want to have that spirit of Janet Jackson in control. I don't want to give them control. I want to give God the total control, because I do know one thing. Not only am I a soldier in the army of the Lord, I know that God is a great deliverer, a great healer, a great redeemer. I'm asking God to continue to expose, to continue to cancel every program, every idea that the enemy of my soul have for me, because I want to be saved. I want God to give me an understanding that no matter what, I can always call on his name. Acts 2:21 says, those that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I'm calling on God's name. I love the Lord with my whole heart. Now, when you all hear me say that, don't get me wrong. I don't dot every I. I don't cross every T. But I do ask God every day, God, forgive me of sins willingly, unwillingly, knowingly, and unknowingly. What I did today was a lot of willingly. A lot of willingly. I want you all to know that if and when you mess up, don't try to cover it up. Because, you know, the world will talk and be, oh, did you see? Did you hear it? They going to do it. But you know what? I thank God I didn't curse. I thank God I didn't curse. But just the words that came out of my mouth, the anger, the level of anger, because a young man did walk in the locker room on us while we were in there adjusting ourselves, getting dressed, getting ready to walk out, because of the traffic and the bodies that was in the hallway. They were blocking the doorways. You couldn't tell what door was what. What door was for the ladies' locker room? What door was for the men's locker room? You couldn't tell what door was what. And when he walked in, the look on his face, he was so devastated. He covered up and said, please, please, please forgive me. I'm sorry. When he did that, that lets me know he wasn't trying to. And for the supervisor to say, well, the door should have been locked. First of all, we have to use our ID to put up to a panel that buzzes the door for us to allow us to push it and open it. And I said to her, the door was locked. He walked in on us. The door was not open. And for her to say what she said, it sent me into a whirlwind that caused me to act in a way that I act when I was in the world, in the streets. Thank you, Minister Margaret. It shows that it was growth. I didn't curse. But the way I said it and the way it came out of my mouth, at the end of the day when it was time to punch out, I had coworkers walk up to me and say, did you calm down? Are you all right? That let me know how out there. If I was a singer, I would say I was on level of first soprano. I was out there. That's how high it was. When I tell you, it quieted people down. Because, see, this certain person I'm talking about, they attack people verbally all the time, and they like to make people put their head down and walk away, and they get a kick out of it. But today, the only thing I got out of it was that I needed to go to my Lord and Savior and say, Jesus, what happened? I didn't need to go there. I didn't mean to go there, but what happened? And God started showing me, like I said, myself. I need you all to understand that if we find ourselves in a place, we can shake it off in a fire. We can shake it off and say, God, forgive me. God, heal me right there. God, keep me. God, I need you. I found myself in a place that I couldn't do nothing but just call on the Lord and begin to sing to myself and minister to myself and say, you ask God to prepare your heart and your mind not to get so angry you go there again. My sister, Apostle Elect Cecilia, always tell me, Renee, we have to learn our buttons. We have to learn the buttons that the enemy will pick the enemy to punch, to push, to set us off. And today, that button was push, because I had shared with my sister earlier what happened, because I don't want it to be where I'm trying to slip it by, slip it in, or think it, that she didn't see it, she don't, no. I wanted to make sure this thing was exposed, because like I said, I'm asking you all to pray for me, because I said to her, I said, I thought I was going to work as Sylvia. I said, well, girl, Renee and Sparkle showed up, and she just said, Jesus. Because, see, if you don't know yourself, you better believe the people around you do know you. They know whatever name you're going by. If you're going by the first name, the middle name, or the nickname, they know you. Now, when I came to myself, I said, Lord, I got the service to do on tonight. And I said, God, what am I going to talk about? And he said, you. Tell on yourself. Don't let people go around here thinking because they just made a love letter that it was in the eye because they didn't put the dot up there. People thought it was not an important alphabet, or they thought it was a number one. Don't just let people walk around thinking that they didn't cross every T because they forgot to put the stick down across the middle. I can't answer the phone, you all. I'm going to just end it. Don't let people think because they didn't put the stick there that it's just a minor sign. Mm-mm. Let them know it's okay. It's a T. Put your T there. So I want you all to know that I ask God to teach me how to minister to myself. You know how you see people, I see my family members on Facebook, and I talk with a lot of them, and they say, I laid hands on myself. I did this, I did that. You know, and a lot of times we have to truly lay hands on ourselves, and we have to minister to ourselves. Yesterday, before I was able to do my visual, as I call it, on Facebook, I was doing my little visual looking for songs, God had me to call a family member and say to her, I love you. I live around the corner from you and down the street. I'm four blocks down and three blocks over, and we don't hardly ever talk. We were raised like sisters, but we don't hardly ever talk. Because, you know, the words say, because of the cares of life. And when I was talking to her, I heard pain in her voice, not pain from a physical hurt, but pain from a physical in your body. And when we was talking, I just said, let me pray for you. Now, mind you all, I didn't give you her name, but if she's looking in, she know who it is. And if you, the family that know where I live, know her, they know who I'm talking about. By talking with her and hearing the pain in her voice, I said, let's pray. And I prayed for this woman of God. And I told her, I remember when we were kids, I was 11 years old, and we was in the back of our house where we grew up at, washing her car. Now, I'm 11. And she said, Renee, take my car around the front and park it. And I said, take your car around the front and park it. She said, yeah, take it around the front and park it. And I told her, I said, I love you because you was the first person that trusted me. 11 years old, driving her car from the back of our house down an alley that had a sharp turn. I mean, a sharp turn. You could either run over the gate or run over some hot body house or run over both or tear up her car. She trusted me, and I took it around there and parked it. Now, later on in life, as I got old, a little older, she would go downtown for her lessons. She play an instrument, and she would take me with her on the L, and she would say, sit right here. Don't move while I go in here and do what I got to do. And she would be gone for about 30 minutes to an hour. But she trusted me that I wouldn't walk off with nobody. I wouldn't walk away. I wouldn't be out there messing up, jumping on. You know how kids are. They jump on couches. Now, I'm going to tell you now, I was still a kid, 11, 12 years old. But she trusted me to go with her. And I told her, I thanked her for that because I learned at an early age how to be trusted. And I'm saying that to say this. I want God to trust me and teach me how I know he can trust me, that when he puts something in my hands or something in my way, I won't destroy it. He will get the glory. He will get the honor. He will get the praise. I said all that to say, if you find yourself out of pocket, as we would say in my time, you find yourself out of way of doing what you know will give God the glory, ask for forgiveness. Be quick to repent. The word says, be slow to anger, be quick to repent. I kind of turned it around backwards today. I was quick to anger and slow to repent. Now, I hope you all don't get mad at me for saying it like that, but let's be honest. Well, sometimes we don't do things the right way because we are human and we are in these earthly vessels that acts up sometimes. But if you can tell on yourself, you may be able to help somebody else. And today it was about telling on myself because I went to Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. That's what I'm standing on today. The 7th verse say, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I was so scared that the way I acted that God would be mad at me. I know a lot of y'all say, oh, don't say that. Yeah. Sometimes we do things and we say, Lord, I hope I didn't go too far. So I'm just saying, God, keep me, oh Lord, keep me before you, oh God. Keep me on your altar, Lord. keep your hands around me, oh God. Protect me from me. A lot of times we get the protective part mixed up where we think and figure God only could protect us or should protect us from other people or things. But I'm asking God, protect me from me. Don't let the enemy of my soul, excuse me, cause me to be the worst enemy to myself. The enter me being my enter me. So I'm saying, God, help me to get an understanding. So if I can't say nothing else, God wants us to recognize when we stumble. That's it. That's it, Margot. See, a lot of times when we become saints, when we become saved, we don't believe we will stumble. And sometimes we figure that was not such a big stumble. But any stumble is a stumble. God didn't say you had different levels of stumbling, like he didn't say it was different levels of sin. He said no sin would enter in. And he said, when he talked about stumbling, he didn't say it was a stumble one, stumble two, stumble three, stumble you. He said stumble. We got to know that we have a way out. And when I realized what had happened, I was able to say to myself, don't forget, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a sanctified soldier in the army. And when you realize you're a soldier, a lot of times for the soldier to even get up and do what they have to do, they have to fight themselves to say, God told me, I told him, tell me, I'll say it. Send me, I'll go. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, you know what, I'm willing. Sometimes we have to fight ourselves to remember the promise that we gave to God. I'm going to leave that right there for a minute. We have to fight ourselves to remember the promise. He didn't say every day was going to be sunshine. He didn't say every day was going to be rain. I heard a man of God say that the other day. Matter of fact, yesterday, Pastor Price, he had said in the Bible, they didn't talk about rainy days and stuff because God was telling us no matter what day it is, it's a great day in the Lord. When you stop and think about it, well, he did say, pray that I don't come back in the winter. But no matter what day it is, it's a great day in the Lord. Whether it's winter, spring, summer, fall, it's a great day in the Lord. When you look at the weathers, when the cold hit the winter, I'm asking God to just wrap me in his loving arms. Keep me warm, God. When the fall come, I want to fall in love more with Jesus. When the spring come, I want to spring up on a new level of God. So when the summer come, I can bask in the glory of God because I can feel the heat of his presence when he's upon me, which I'm going to feel it no matter what weather it be. But I want God to know, no matter what the weather is, God, I want to be saved. Canton Jones is one of my favorite singers. He has a song that says, I'ma stay saved. I'm going to have to play that song for myself tonight after the service. I'ma stay saved. I don't want to start fussing. I don't want to start cussing. I'm going to stay saved. I'm just wanted to share that with you all on tonight to let you know no matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, no matter how we find ourselves, when we get an understanding that God is our Redeemer, God is our Provider, God is our everything, if we stumble, God will pick us up. Matter of fact, if you heard me say stumble, if you stumble through your house, something caught you. The wall, the chair, the couch, the bedpost, the dresser, chester, table, something. Something caught you, but it didn't let you fall. And I'm saying, God, thank you for not letting me fall in that place that I could have fell. But I want you all to know that I love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you could do about it. I told you I don't have to testify on others because I got so much in my own life. God is straightening it out. Everything is not perfect, but everything ain't messed up either. God even brought back to my remembrance today that he said, when you see the rainbow, that's a sign to let you know that God remember his covenant with man. And I'll tell you, I thank God for his rainbow. I thank God for not giving up on me. I thank God for not closing the door on me. I thank God for being God, and he don't need our help. All we have to do is keep asking him to help us maintain, to help us recognize, realize, and apologize. That means to repent when we find ourselves in places that we know that God don't abide. And I know that God did not abide in that place that I act out today. I was so sorry I had to expose myself, but I did. I had to tell you because I want you all to understand I want to be saved for real, that I will tell on myself. So I want to thank you all for joining in with me on tonight. It may not have been much, but just read Proverbs 3 and Proverbs 4. Margo said God is always there for us. We just need to reach for him. That's it. Because out of all you're getting, get an understanding. If you lack wisdom, ask God for it. If you lack understanding, ask God for it. If you don't know that you need understanding, ask God to show you what you still need to keep on the altar before him, for him to deliver you. And I'm just thanking God for showing me myself on today. I didn't like what I saw. Ooh, Lord, I didn't like what I saw. So, again, just want to say thank you all for joining us today on this Friday night. Tonight's lesson was about understanding. Understanding where you at, understanding where you need to be, and understanding how you're going to get there. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the thing I'm getting added unto me tonight is understanding, okay? So come back Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time with our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and come back on Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. This will be the first Monday of the month, November 1st, which is the month that we will be celebrating our very own apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser birthday for the whole month of November. That is the month that Cecilia was born. To our mother, Lula May Kaiser, and our father, Hughie Kaiser, I thank God for my lineage with my mom and dad. So you have a lineage with your mom and dad. I have a lineage with mine, and I praise God for that. And I want you all to know that we will be starting a month of November off with our very own Dr. Serena Wright at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And on next Friday will be the first Friday of the month. And that will be me again. I'm this Prophet Antoine is going to be on Friday. Okay, So I want you all to be grateful and thankful and just know that God is God, and let God operate in your life 100%. Don't try to help him. Just allow him. As Minister Margot said, God is always there for us. Allow God to be God in your life, and you will see a change. Okay, so I think next month we have 5 Mondays. And don't forget, the last Monday of the month, we will have a youth pastor, which is Minister Lawrence Seabury. So get ready for your youth. Start preparing them now for the 5th Monday of November to hear from the man of God. He's a young man, and he can share some things with you all. So I would like to say at the time, if anybody is on Blog Talk and would like to make any comments, please do so at this time before we end Facebook and Blog Talk. Okay. Well, we don't have anyone that's making any comments on Blog Talk. We probably only have a few viewers that viewed on Facebook. I thank you all. So when I'm going to say this real quick. When I told God, tell me, I'll say it, send me, I'll go, I didn't say, God, I had to have so many people. If God only gave me 1, 2, or 3 people to talk to, I'm okay with that. If God only gave me myself to talk to, I'm okay with that. Because like I said earlier, when we minister to ourselves first. I may not have said it early tonight, but I said it early in the ministry. When we minister to ourselves first and we minister to other people, that counts. Because the first partakers of the ministry of Christ is ourselves. So if I have to get it first, I'm okay if you get it second. You know, I always share with my family, I always say, you know what? If you're angry with me or upset with me, don't let me be the last to know. Let me be the next to know. Because the first to know is you. I don't know if I upset you, teed you off, or anything else, not unless you tell me first, second, because you were the first one that realized it. So today I was the first to realize I had went down the wrong, I was going one way down the wrong street. I was heading south when I should have been heading north. With that being said, I love you with the love of the Lord. I pray that everybody get a good rest with their sleep on tonight. I pray that your loved ones make it home safe. I pray that you make it home safe. I pray that God answer your prayers. I pray that everybody that's listening to this program get saved. If you're not saved, get saved. And if you are saved, stay with the Lord. Stop being embarrassed of the things of the past, because all they could do is help you bring somebody else out. If the devil has tricked someone into believing that it only happened to them, how would they ever know that Jesus is a great rewarder? He's a great redeemer. He's a great finisher. Because if he throw our sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more, I don't care what you remember. But look at the outline. See where I ended up. Ah, gave my life to God. All my things changed. Yeah, I said all my things. I didn't want to say situations. All my things. The bad things. The worst things. The unmentionable things. They all changed. I'm no longer embarrassed from my past because I got to see my future. That's all I have to say on tonight. Get an understanding that when you can be honest with yourself, you can be honest with God. Good night, everyone. Praise the Lord. Good night, Blog Talk.